Now we're going to switch gears and talk about, well, stormy weather. And our next guest knows a little bit about that. He's the cruise editor for USA Today. Hey, Gene. Gene Sloan.
Hey, Peter. Good to be here.
And nice to talk to you. You know, we've got, it's a triple whammy, right? We had Hannah, we've got Gustav, and now we've got Ike heading towards South Florida. I mean, that's a cruise capital of the United States. If you've booked a cruise, you know, what goes on at that point? Because do you go? Do you not go? If you're on the ship and they change the itinerary, what are your rights?
Well, you know, it's, I mean, of course, it's good news and bad news. You know, Hannah, of course, is almost out of our hair here. But, yeah, Ike is, as you're saying, heading right towards the cruise capital of the world there in Florida. And, you know, if you booked it, at this point, you don't really have any, you know, you don't have an immediate choice. I mean, you can't just call them up and say, I'm not going to go. I mean, you booked the trip and you're going to go. And the good news is, unlike a land-based resort, these ships can move. So, you know, they're not going to steer you right into the middle of the hurricane. They're going to try to get you out. They may switch an itinerary and move the ship out of the way.
Right. The good news is Leslie Nielsen is not the captain.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, you know, you got to put your trust in the people who run these ships. They're seasoned professionals, and they're going to do what's best for your safety. And in general, try to get you to sunnier skies and you know, smoother seas.
However, Gene, I should also caution everybody that this is the perfect example of where people, if they want to protect themselves, can also purchase trip cancellation and interruption insurance.
Definitely.
In some cases, weather insurance. Of course, the weather insurance that you purchase has to be purchased before a storm is named. So in this case, you're out of luck because all three storms have been named. But you do that at the time you purchase your cruise, especially if you're purchasing a cruise in the Caribbean between the months of June and November. It just is a no-brainer.
Exactly. I always recommend people to purchase the insurance, particularly when they're doing a cruise during hurricane season. It's too risky not to.
There's one other thing I'd like to add, and Gene, weigh in on this if you can, and that is when a ship moves, and you just say they can get out of the eye of the storm, that means that whatever the brochure said as to a port you might be going to may not be that port. You may divert to another port that wasn't on the itinerary, and then it gets into an interesting legal area as to whether or not the ship performed the contract that they signed with you when you booked that trip, meaning if you always wanted to go to Tampa and they can't go to Tampa, or they can't go out to that outer island that they have near Haiti because of the hurricane, and you were denied that experience, what are your rights? And this is a gray area.
Yeah, no, it is a gray area, but I'll tell you that if you look at these contracts the cruise lines have in their brochures, the fine print, there's a lot of fine print in there that says basically they can do whatever they want. So, yeah, I mean, it's definitely the case, and we've seen a lot of that in the last couple of weeks with these storms coming through. You know, ships going as far afield as you know, the Carnival Miracle this week was supposed to go down to the Caribbean all the way from New York, and with Hannah coming in, they made the last-minute decision just to go down to the Bahamas, and then as the Hannah turned course, ended up in Newport, Rhode Island, as one of their port calls, way, you know, thousands of miles away from where people thought they were going to go, and it did cause a lot of griping on board, but, you know, at least you're not in the middle of the storm, I guess.
Well, the other thing is, and what you're talking about, that fine print, one of the things that it says in the fine print of that contract is every single cruise line reserves the right in terms of force majeure, meaning act of God, otherwise known as weather, to substitute ports in the interest of your safety. So it's right there in the contract, so be aware of it.
Exactly.
All right.
Yeah, it's something, you know, like you said, this is something you got to think about not this week or last week, but months in advance. When you're booking the cruise, you know, one thing about hurricane season cruising is you're getting a deal on the trip. You're paying less than you would to go during the non-hurricane season. So when you make that, you're making that bet, and something you need to think about months in advance.
Right. The good news is we got a deal. The bad news is we're wearing foul weather gear.
Yeah, that's it.
By the way, I want to tell everybody about Haiti, because this should not go unspoken. You know, within a 2-week span, Haiti was pummeled by Gustav and by Tropical Storm Hannah, killed at least 136 people, and that number, by the way, is rising. A third punch is now expected from Hurricane Ike, which is currently rolling across the Caribbean, as we just talked about. Gustav dumped heavy rains on the island before Hannah then passed over the northern coast, which caused massive flooding across the entire island. Listen to this. The Red Cross estimates that right now about 8,000 people are in emergency shelters as floods and even worse landslides have destroyed or damaged homes and much of Haiti's infrastructure. you know, let's not just worry about the folks in New Orleans. Let's also worry about our neighbors in the Caribbean. They need so much help. Haiti, of course, is one of the most impoverished countries in the Caribbean. And if you want to help provide emergency relief and support, check out American Red Cross, 1-800-HELP-NOW. And, of course, you can also go through UNICEF. But the Red Cross is doing as much work as they've always done in situations like this. And I want to encourage everybody to think about our friends in Haiti and what they're going through. It's not just a cruise ship port. It's their lives. So, once again, check with the American Red Cross. Their number, 1-800-HELP-NOW. And, Gene, before you get off the air, one other question for you. And that is, when people don't buy trip cancellation and interruption insurance and they want to cancel their cruise, they're really out of luck, aren't they?
Exactly. They're really out of luck. I mean, you bought the cruise and you might as well go on it and try to make the most of it.
And, you know, one of the reasons why I think the Norwalk-like virus, I'd hate to know what the Norwalk virus is. They always call it the Norwalk-like virus, happens on cruise ships. I really believe it goes back to the cruise ship's refund policies. I believe a lot of people are actually getting on the ships already sick because they realize that if they cancel their trip, they lose all their money. So as sick as they are, they're still going to go because they paid their money.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
You know, and another interesting thing on that note is, you know, cruise lines, when these storms come in, they won't tell you if they're going to make a change to itinerary until the ship actually pulls out of port or just before. So they don't, they won't want to even give you the time to think about pulling out of the trip.
You know what? I've had dates like that, but I won't even talk about that. Gene Sloan, the cruise editor of USA Today. Thanks for joining us.